I can giggle about it now, but in the moment, well, I took it seriously. Nathan and I asked him to go back into the dream and see if he could change the outcome. So that was our initial response. I'm like, okay, is there something you can do to change this? 3 hours later, he came to the lounge. He was still very troubled. I asked him, what was going on? And he was still very upset about the dream. So he started talking about it. I told him about how prophets, God can show us situations for us to pray into, either to stop something bad from happening or to minister to the people where that bad thing has happened, you know, already. So ministering to them in their grief. So I asked him, and he sat there and just pondered for a wee bit. I'm like, okay, well, he's obviously asking God or just thinking about it. And he said, no, it's something that hasn't happened yet and I need to stop it. I'm like, okay, so we started praying. So there was a process we went through. I started praying. I said, can you visit that village in your dream? And he started to describe what he could see. It was a village in the desert. So we continued to pray. We felt to pray for big sand dunes to come up around the village. And then we called in the sandstorm to cover them. So we were sitting at the dinner table kind of like this, you know, bringing in the sand dunes. And then we saw this big sandstorm come in. He felt to pray. Oh, sorry. Okay. We could see the storm raging over the village, but the village was safe. We actually saw Jesus standing in the middle of the village as well. The evil plans were not able to be carried out. We saw the people come, but they were not able to get to the village. So we stopped praying after a wee bit, and I said to him, like, have we done what we needed to do? How do you feel now? He said, it's done, Mum. They're safe. I'm like, okay. Fist pumped or high fived, I can't remember which one it was. I'm like, awesome, job done. And then I documented it. But it could have been easy in that moment to just blow it off, you know, and we might never actually find out what happened. But that wasn't the point. The point was taking heed in that moment, praying, because lives may have just depended on it. Yeah, and there's scenarios that I'd also take this not so lightly as well. Partly because God also gave me a heads up that he was going to be an intercessor. This is a funny wee story. He's nearly two. We were over in Israel. There's a few of us were there. And we went to the Western Wall. I pulled him down on the ground as I was coming up to the wall. Why did I do that? I don't know why. But in the moment I did, in a public area, put my little baby down on the ground and I had a prayer that I'd written out of my hand to put in the wall as you do at the Western Wall. Anyway, as I prayed, put it in, I looked down and he'd crawled over, grabbed another prayer out of the wall and started eating it. I was like, oh no, this is someone's prayer that's been in their feral hand, you know, probably unwashed. You know. So I quickly got a fished out this prayer out of his mouth, hoping no one had seen, and shoved it back in the wall, you know, this slobber dripping off it. And just disgusted and embarrassed and all of that in the moment. And I felt the Holy Spirit say part of his gifting is he's going to be an intercessor. And so from that moment, I have been looking out for those opportunities where I've seen God moving through him. Another opportunity or another encounter he had a couple of years ago, hence why I also took this dream, very important, is that he came out one morning and said, Mum, last night I went to heaven. It was around Father's Day 2 years ago. And he said, Mum, I saw Granddad. And he was playing with my brothers and sisters in heaven. He was playing checkers with them. And I was like, wow, that's really cool, darling. And I shared it with Nathan, and his father gave his life to God 2 weeks before he passed. Wesley had never met him. And I didn't even know that Graham used to love playing checkers with Nathan as a boy. So there was details in that dream that he had that I didn't know, he didn't know, but were actually made it quite valid. Oh, you okay, honey? Made it quite valid. He didn't know. And so there's these little things we're like, okay. And it's so, so precious. You know, we've got five beautiful darlings in heaven and he's got to go and play with them and see them. And so there's these precious things as you're walking with the children or grandchildren, you know, normalizing those experiences are really important or is really important. Another an another moment Alicia had is that she came to me one day and she's like, "Mum, I feel really heavy. I don't know what's going on." So that's another way things, there was a weight on her. I'm like, okay, what is this? And she said, "I see this girl, she's in the forest and she's running and she's being pursued. And I don't know what to do." And so I said, I'm like, okay, so is this something that has already happened or is going to happen? Like, what is the scenario? What are we looking at? And she said, no, it's happening right now. She's running for her life. And I'm like, okay, what do we do? She said, we need to pray and get her to safety. And so we sat there together and we prayed. And then we actually went about our daily business and we kept praying. And we kept praying and we kept visualizing her as we prayed, getting to safety. And at one point of the day, I'm like, "Darling, how are you feeling now?" She's like, "She's got to safety. It's lifted. I'm not feeling that heaviness anymore. She's there." I'm like, okay. But again, it's another scenario that we could have just like, "Oh yeah, you just kind of fluffed up the child a little bit. Oh, you have some chocolate." Or, you know, it's like, "Oh, let's go do something fun." Or, you know, just try to pick them. But actually, there were scenarios that God was calling her as an intercessor and as a prophet in her own right, prophetess, you know, that she needed to pray into. And by asking those questions opened up those doors for one, her to gain confidence, the children to gain confidence in their experiences, but also to do business, you know, because, yeah, I'll leave that there. Another scenario I had, a personal one, also, how are we going? Nearly there. Who remembers that Ebola breakout in Africa? Yeah, so it really weighed on me one particular day, really, really weighed on me. And I was just going about my daily business with my kids. And I think I was washing dishes at the time. And I just started praying. And my spirit left my body. And I went over to Africa. And I was flying over these areas in Africa where I know Ebola was really high at the time. And I could see the dirt wafting up as I was going through these areas. I could smell the dirt. I was there in the spirit. But at the same time, I was there still washing the dishes. You know, I was still there and supervising my children. I'm sure there were angels helping supervise my children because I wasn't really there. And there's within the next very short while we saw the rates of Ebola go down. I'm sure there were intercessors all over the world doing the same thing, going in and praying and breaking off the curse of Ebola or whatever disease it was at different times, you know, and breaking it off. The power of going in and just allowing the Holy Spirit to take us wherever and breaking the power of darkness is so important. And coaching our kids and our family along the way is so important. I'm going to finish with one last thing. Just in conclusion, I wanted to share with you guys, learn to slow down so you don't miss the treasure and the adventure. Because it's so important. So, so important to treasure those moments. So slow down, listen, ask, and explore together with your family. So Acts 2 verse 17. "In the last days," God says, "I will pour out my spirit on all people." That includes children, that includes middle-aged, that includes elderly. There's everyone. "Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men dream dreams." And that scripture keeps going. Be expectant and push in for more. Expect that your children will have encounters. Expect that you will have encounters. Expect that your grandparents will have encounters. And take it all seriously. It's important that nobody is just brushed aside in their encounters and exploring and with the Holy Spirit. It's just so important. But I want to leave that with you. Learn to slow down and don't miss the treasure and the adventure. All right.